Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely wonderful day today. A lot of different articles to share with you guys today. And also, too, as a heads up to all of our listeners that are in the New Orleans, Louisiana, Houston, Texas area, be prepared. It looks like AccuWeather is projecting a major tropical storm coming in your way again, almost the exact same line as Katrina. They said they're expecting Friday through Monday to be a minimum of 24 inches of rain and severe storm surges, which does not surprise me right now. As we have talked about, the weather has been so off kilter for the last few months, actually for about the past year, of everything that's going on, whether it be the Midwest flooding, whether it be the droughts out in California, whether it be the significant rain and snow in random parts of the country. I mean, even currently a couple weeks ago, you know, having huge snowstorms out west, to now this big old storm coming in right up through the middle of New Orleans and into Houston. A lot of industrial area through there, a lot of refineries through there, a lot of money in there. And so, again, we see this going on. I don't know, you know, as far as how bad it's going to be, but AccuWeather has said it's going to be pretty significant. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. Just giving everybody a heads up on our show. If you have family, friends, or you listen, be prepared for that, because it looks like you guys are about to get a whole lot of rain over the weekend, Dad. And other than that, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Austin. Whenever they want something to change in the news cycle, they just hit us with a big storm, and it changes the news cycle pretty quick. And so here we go, another big tropical depression coming in, another big storm. At least it's not a major Category 4 hurricane this time, so that's good. But a lot of new information coming out on Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of stuff coming up now. This guy is really like the international man of mystery. I mean, nobody knows where his money has come from. Nobody knows what he does as far as his net worth. Nobody knows how he handles his hedge funds, if he even does that. No one even knows if he's really a billionaire. Some people are saying he's a fake billionaire and he's a Mossad officer. Now, that's how far down this rabbit hole is going. Some people are saying he's a deep CIA cutout and he's worked in weapons trafficking and gun running, especially in Bosnia and Kosovo, and that's where he made his money. So we've got a lot of stuff coming out on this guy. But again, it's like I told you guys, J.P. Morgan 100 years ago, who basically worked with the Rothschild banking cartel and setting up the Federal Reserve, was considered one of the richest men in the world. Same thing with Rockefeller. And when it was all said and done, they were all Rothschild cutouts, just like Bill Gates, just like George Soros, just like Jeffrey, the guy who started Amazon, Bezos. I mean, all of these guys have one common denominator. They're controlled through the international banking communities. Now, whether or not this guy was a billionaire or not, who in the world knows? Chances are he is not. Also, why does he have a dentist chair in his bathroom? I mean, why would you do that? What kind of weird stuff was this guy involved with? I mean, this guy is a real fruitcake. I mean, he was hired by a Dalton University up there. It's like a college preparatory school in New York. And he's a two-time college dropout, and yet he was hired to teach mathematics there. And, I mean, this is some weird stuff going on now with this Epstein. So, quite frankly, I don't know who he is. I don't know if he's a Mossad operative. I don't know if he's MI6. I don't know if he's deep CIA undercover. But always remember how this tied together. Back in 1913, the Federal Reserve took over the United States printing of the money. By 1929, they could collapse the M1 money supply, causing a massive depression, massive sell-off of the corporate stocks. Then what ended up happening, 1933, everybody was still using gold as a medium of exchange and basically silver as a medium of exchange, because they had done through all the way through until since the founding of our country. And so the Rothschild banking cartel had to find a way to stop the use of the gold. Remember, FDR was president, and FDR's family had gotten his money from the opium traffic in China, so he was directly linked with the British royal family and the Rothschilds. So FDR also was basically a high-level Masonic lodge person, like a 33-degree Mason. And so FDR decided to help the Rothschild banking cartel. He was told to basically seize the gold of the population of the United States, to no longer allow it to be used as currency or as a medium of exchange, and then took all the gold. When that happened, everybody was forced to go back to their banks to run paper money and change and silver, but they were no longer allowed to use gold for a medium exchange, like a $50 gold piece. So what ended up happening is we had a situation where the government basically was compromised at that point. And then in 1934, FDR, again under the bidding of his Rothschild handlers, started the Exchange Stability Fund, which gave control of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York control of the Treasury of the United States. At that point in time, we really lost the entire ability of this country to be independent from the Rothschild banking cartel. It happened in 1934. And this is what's going on right now. We see the same thing. We see this Jeffrey Epstein clown, a paper billionaire. Nobody knows if his money's really there. Nobody has any idea. He has multiple homes, multiple cars, but he doesn't have to be worth billions of dollars to have that. But now all of a sudden we're finding out that he may have been involved in running weapons out of Kosovo and Bosnia. He may have been involved with the CIA in recruiting pilots to run these programs. He may have been involved as far as a Mossad operative, again, which all ties back to Rothschilds, because the Mossad was directly formed after the formation of Israel. It's the CIA of Israel, and Israel is the fiefdom of the Rothschild Empire. So we have to ask ourselves these questions. Who is this Jeffrey Epstein? Is he a cutout that was supposedly a billionaire that was given large amounts of money, expensive homes, planes, sex islands to basically ensnare? They know, they say now, that he actually had cameras set up in his homes and his mansions when they had the orgies, and he would videotape the people involved in these orgies and have them for blackmail against these individuals. So, I mean, is this who he really was? Is this really what he was doing? Is this who we have to think now is Jeffrey Epstein, this serial rapist of children who's working for deep cover CIA, MI6, Mossad, Rothschild flunky, who's doing all of this to control the narrative and to control these politicians and these high-level elites? I mean, he had all kinds of people in his black book. I mean, he had Mike Wallace, Barbara Walters, Donald Trump, Melania Trump. I mean, this list goes on and on. I mean, he had a whole bunch of Hollywood people in his black book. I mean, Bill Clinton traveled on his Lolita Express plane to his orgy island over 20 times. What the heck? Have we really uncovered a smoking gun here about who and how these elite are controlled and how they're manipulated to do what they're told? Have we really got to this point now with this guy? How much? I mean, what's his life worth now? Is he going to be allowed to testify? Will people be allowed to bring testimony against him? Or will this thing be settled very quickly with a plea agreement? What's going to happen with all of this? This is a very interesting situation because for the first time, we're actually getting to see a behind-the-look scenes. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. This guy was arrested, put in jail. Of course, he only spent he got to run around during the day and got to spend the night in jail. It was one of these really stupid things he got. And just unbelievable sweetheart deal down in Florida. But think about this for a second. This guy's a convicted sexual child predator, ended up being in jail for it, and he has pictures of naked little girls, on discs and prints in his mansion in New York. What the heck? Who's protecting this guy? What gave him the mental thought that he could do what he does and continue to do what he does and go freely and unmolested on his way and never have to deal with any consequences? I mean, why weren't these pictures and all this evidence against him? I mean, why did he keep this stuff in his house? I mean, why was it so important to have this? I'm telling you guys, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on that they're not telling us on this. Again, what they're doing is they're releasing little bits of information. So, again, I'm hearing he's a Mossad operative. I'm hearing he's a fake billionaire. I'm hearing that basically he doesn't have the ability to do what he says he does. How do we know Jeff Bezos has that ability? How do we know that the Rockefellers have that ability? You give them money. When J.P. Morgan died, they thought he was one of the richest men in the world, and they found out compared to the really rich elite, he had very limited resources. And again, he was a complete and total Rothschild cutout. He was being supported and controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel. So it's interesting also when you think about it this morning and who these guys really are and what kind of game they're really playing. What do you think, Bud?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And one thing that, kind of threw me off that I knew something was strange is when, and nobody's really thought about this or even talked about this, is the fact that he was running around all over the globe on a regular basis in a private jumbo 727 Boeing. It's a very large plane. On average, if you look that plane up to rent it, it operates usually around $20,000 to $25,000 per hour to operate. Most of them for sale, even the used ones back then in the late '70s, early '80s, are still going for around $10 million now, depending on hours on the engines. So what you have to look at is, why in the world does somebody that essentially has no background in anything, has no legitimate business in anything, operating a 727 private jet? That's a very big plane. That's a passenger jet that's turned into a private jet. It's huge. It fly all over the world. So that kind of already threw me off. And then when you have reports that Clinton was on the manifest 26 times, these planes aren't cheap to operate. They're not cheap to fuel. They're not cheap to maintain. They're not cheap to fly around. So he had somebody bankrolling him in order to get this around. And what Dad said is very interesting, because this is very, 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 very common now. From what we've seen, is a lot of these people involved in the global gun trafficking. I let Lana watch a movie the other day called Lord of War. I've talked about it before on here with Nicolas Cage. She'd never seen it before. It's a rough movie. I don't recommend watching it unless you can get it edited. But it goes into detail on the global arms trade, and it even goes into detail on how individuals like Nicolas Cage himself are specifically used by government agencies to transport illicit arms into countries that the United States cannot do so without essentially getting their hands dirty. So they use illicit arm dealers to transfer in these surfaced air missiles, these munitions, these machine guns, all this stuff into countries to keep the wars going, so they can continually have a perpetual state of war in the entire planet. So what's odd about that is, you got somebody running around in a Boeing 727 that has no business, that has no front, that has no legitimate background for anything. At least Bezos, you pretty much understand, he's at least the head of Amazon. He may have been placed there, but he's got Amazon behind him. A lot of these individuals, you know, you have Zuckerberg, who's, you know, worth $70 billion now. He's the figurehead for Facebook. Epstein's never done anything. There's no legitimate background for anything he's ever done. Like Dad said, that's the thing I thought was odd the other day when I was even reading about the same thing. He has no legitimate business dealings that anybody can verify. There's rumors that people talk about, but half a 727 that you're operating on a regular basis means you either have somebody bankrolling you with a lot of cash, or you have a lot of cash coming in. Because I don't know anybody, I personally don't know anybody, that is willing to blow $25,000 an hour on a private jet to fly around the country and fly around the world. That's a lot of money. You fly from Florida to L.A., you're looking at $100,000. You fly from Florida to Dubai, you're looking at like $300,000. I mean, you're talking big boy money when you get to this level just to blow that kind of cash. So that's something else also, too, I thought was interesting, is that essentially the Internet's unofficial Ministry of Truth, the Wikipedia, who, you know, has open editors that can go in and edit on it now. I thought it was funny. Epstein's Wikipedia bio Monday came into quick whitewashing as one of the main editors started removing all references to Bill Clinton flying on billionaire private jet Lolita Express Epstein's plane. After the news of Epstein's arrest broke, the fact that Clinton had flown on the jet 26 times, despite being well-sourced and not in dispute, was not relevant as listed and completely whitewashed. An eagle-eye Wikipedia reader spotted the edit and noted in the individuals that were also main editors, and they went ahead and screenshot it and were able to actually reverse it by adding BD2412, which is a protection tag on the information in there, to put it back up, because Wikipedia was getting whitewashed, basically. Everything about Epstein's connection with any Democrats, with Clinton, with anybody that was anybody, was getting whitewashed on Wikipedia, and these guys caught it, which I thought was interesting, because we know Wikipedia, in some cases, is very, very biased, especially with some of the editors that are involved with Wikipedia and have the ability to go in and change the information, delete information, add information. So all this stuff is very strange. We also saw very similar incidents with this, with the individual that was in Las Vegas that allegedly shot all the individuals with the bump fire stock. You guys remember that? This guy apparently retires, has no job for years, is an explicit gambler, blows hundreds of thousands of dollars, has two planes, has a big old house out there in Las Vegas, has no legitimate really business dealings anymore, pops out of nowhere and allegedly is in the penthouse suite or the top floor suite with, 25 AR-15s with bump fire stocks, and allegedly goes in and shoots the entire, crowd of people that are down there. Again, that's the same kind of deal we see again. The people that are not involved in anything legitimate, and all of a sudden they pop up. So I just thought I would kind of add that in there, Dad, because it's definitely some very strange stuff we're seeing right now.
Yes, that's right, Austin. I agree with you totally on what's happening with this. I mean, Robert David Steele had an interesting comment. This is amazing. He says that Jeffrey Epstein is a Mossad clandestine operations officer, that he was assisted by Mossad clandestine operations officer Ghislaine Maxwell. She was known to basically run a whole bunch of prostitution, and that their mission is to do precisely what they've been doing, entrap U.S. politicians, judges, celebrities, prosecutors, and corporate leaders with rigged no-name hotels in the multi-cavern Lolita Island where anything goes, and that the Mossad gets it all on video, basically grown people doing bad things to small children. He also says that Vicky Ward has it wrong, that Epstein is not a grifter that made it big on crime. That is a cover story. This is where running the weapons, that they believe that he was given a $1 billion line of credit by a real Zionist billionaire and has always been on the job. He also goes on to say that alert readers will recall that Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of Robert Mazel, one of Israel's most famous super spies, and the man who single-handedly opened all doors for Israel's promulgation of PROMIS, the first major hack of many Western governments by Israel. He goes on to say that he also believes that Epstein has been on the job, that both the CIA and the FBI have been associated with his job and sharing in on the take as far as the weapons and the drug manufacturer, whatever he was doing. It's more important to them to be able to be blackmailed as many people as possible to keep their budgets growing. That is to stop traitors, pedophiles, and white-collar criminals. He goes on to say that he simply, by accessing 99% of the NSA database that has not been processed, could nail almost every traitor, pedophile, compromised judge, and white-collar criminal within 90 days using the thin thread. And so he's really going on to say that there's something else going on here with Epstein, that he's, again, a Mossad officer that's being used by Israel and its Zionist government and its unregistered agents to bribe and blackmail everyone of consequence, AIPAC, ADL, and he will, in all probability, be elected in a landslide. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this is absolutely crazy what's going on here, Austin. And now we're finally starting to see this guy is one of the real cutout players. I mean, at this point in time, if I was Jeffrey Epstein, I would be very concerned about staying alive. I mean, this is a major, major deal because he's now being outed. Like you said, his Wikipedia page is being scrubbed because we know Wikipedia is a complete and total joke. And all of these people are talking about who and what he is. And if we'll just have a small amount. Remember when Wiener got busted up in New York City and they said he had all kinds of junk on his laptop about children and all the stuff that they were doing with the soul cooking and all the weird stuff. And all of that stuff was basically seized and sealed and nobody got to see it. And he ended up going to jail very, very quickly and nobody got to really look at the evidence against him, which included all kinds of information on Podesta and Hillary Clinton, because his wife, Hillary Clinton's lesbian lover for 20 years, basically had used his machine as a deadfall, so in the event that something happened to all of them, that they wouldn't be killed by the Clinton bunch again. So this is some serious stuff going on with Epstein, guys, and we need to stay tuned to this, because the reality is this is a deep uncovering of the deep state. This is something that nobody really wants to talk about because it's so damning as far as its evidence with so many people and so many people in power who could end up going to jail very, very, very quickly and staying in jail. So we have to ask ourselves a question. You know, what in the world is going on? Who in the world is doing this? Why are they doing it? And I think if you look to our intelligence agencies, you're going to get the answers to all of this stuff, because quite frankly, all of these things are working together to enslave the population and to bring in a one-world government. And, you know, and so many times I have been in and I've talked about all of this stuff and I'd say, hey, you know, guys, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. And I get some blowback and I go, they go, oh, no, no, this isn't what's going on. It has nothing to do with this. This has to do with Kim Kardashian's buttocks. And I'm like, wait a minute. What does anything have to do with Kim Kardashian's butt? There's something going on. And I'm going to say it again. And I said it yesterday. This is the Masonic lodges that formed the United States back in the early 1800s were obsessed, because the Masonic lodges are based on Kabbalah, and they're obsessed with the rebuilding of the Third Temple. And that's one of the primary reasons that Israel, through the Balfour Declaration, was formed, and that's one of the primary reasons World War II was fought. We have to keep our eyes on what the focus is. Remember, the United States was founded by the Masonic lodges. Before 1776, before the Masons took over the United States, it was a loosely grouped group of states. That's all it was. But after the Civil War, they really pushed it together and forced it into what the current tyranny that we have now is being controlled through the federal government. So we have to understand who and what we were and what we are now. And so we have to look at this whole coalition of this new world order, this order out of chaos, this pyramid on the back of our dollar with the all-seeing eye. I mean, what the heck? I didn't vote on that. I didn't ask that to be put on our dollar and our currency stuff. This is who these guys are. These are the guys who took down Building 7. These are the guys who killed Jesus Christ. These are the guys who were talking about in chapter 6 in Genesis that have created everything evil all the time on this planet. These are the same guys. And we have to understand what they're doing. We have to understand all of it. The petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations that are controlled by them, the media that is controlled by them, the money supply that is controlled by them. All of this stuff continues to allow them to ensnare the masses and to control the masses through the use of TV, through the use of frequencies, 5G networks, all of this stuff. This is the same group. Yes, it's that nefarious. Yes, it's that deep. Yes, this rabbit hole goes down that far. But it always centers back on the Rothschild banking cartel in the international banking community. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Jeffrey Epstein was a member of the Trilateral Commission. I mean, what the heck? This guy's involved and linked to everything, and yet no one knows where his money came from. And yet, like you said, also, like the guy who supposedly did the shooting out in Vegas, he was also known as a pilot, known for running weapons, running for trafficking weapons. I mean, how do we know Epstein's not involved in all of this stuff? Or they're using him as a cutout to be involved in all this stuff. Or maybe, like Robert Stavis Steele says, his whole purpose was to basically to ensnare high-level officials to make them politically compromised to do what they're supposed to do on what the MI6, the CIA, and the Mossad tell them to do. I mean, who's really running our country? That's the question I'm going to ask. I mean, think about it. Let me add something
into that real quick. But real quick, because I know we got a lot of stuff that I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We already have. But think about this for a second, guys. Think about this. You know that a huge percentage of the Congress and Senate are compromised. That's why when bills come up that all of a sudden are really, really nefarious, they end up voting for them when it's completely against their entire voting record that they've done. We know that there's been reports of a lot of Congress and Senate being involved in different things like this, as far as child trafficking, pedophilia, sex trafficking, all that weird stuff. So you got to think about it, though. When you go into the Congress or Senate, if you do know you're involved in some of that stuff, you're going to be highly, highly suspect about who you get involved with that, because you know people are going to be watching you. Hey, right? You didn't get in the Senate because you're an idiot. You know there's people watching you. You know what your lifestyle is, and you know how discreet you have to be. You've got to think about that for a second. So you know that if you do something, it needs to be essentially state sanctioned. What I mean by that is it needs to be something that everybody else does as well, because you feel like it's going to be safe. Epstein very well may have been exactly what Dad was just talking about. He was the state-sanctioned child trafficking man to know on speed dial when you wanted to go down to the island that you knew was going to be safe, that you knew was going to be secure. Think about it. Bill Clinton was registered flying on that plane 26 times with no Secret Service? Brad told you guys that the other day. You have to be pretty confident in your security as a former president of the United States to fly in a private jet 24 times to a private island with no security contractors with you. That's a pretty big step for a former president. And on top of that, you have to do it so many times that you don't even think there's any issue with it, that you're completely safe and confident in the security of what is going on. So this is something that is really interesting, Dad, the way you brought this up. He could have been that go-to guy for everybody in the House and Congress and Senate, wherever you want to name it, in the presidential area, to be able to go engage in this debauchery down on this island down there with full safety and security that they knew nothing was going to happen. But as we know, the globalists still always eat their own in some cases, and they've been keeping tabs on everybody to make sure if anything comes down the pipeline, if anything happens, if these guys don't do what they're supposed to do in Congress or Senate, they have dirt on them via Epstein and his giant line of credit bankroll. Because again, like I said, you're not flying around in a 727 private jet because you make a couple $100,000 a year. You got big boy cash to blow if you're willing to throw that much cash around, and that would make sense why he didn't care and he was flying around in that thing all the time, flying people for free, because he had essentially a line of credit or whatever free cash he had coming in. Great info, Dad. Definitely something we're going to have to watch and do some more research on and keep track of.
The thing about all of this is that, you know, a lot of this stuff, and I'm going to qualify what I've said. A lot of this stuff is my opinion or the opinion of Robert David Steele or opinion of other authors. I mean, I don't have any personal knowledge of any of this weird stuff or ongoings of what these guys are doing, so I'm just doing the best I can to bring you alternative theories as to why these guys are doing what they did and saying what they said. But guys, we know that Bill Clinton is deeply compromised sexually. We saw what he did with Monica Lewinsky, who, by the way, a lot of other people also said, now stay with me, that she was a Mossad operative. Whoa, I can't believe I just said that on the air. Yeah, how about that? And so a lot of people believe that Monica Lewinsky was Mossad and that she was set up in there and that basically compromised him in the White House to make him do what they wanted him to do when he was president. And all of a sudden, all this stuff came out about him and her, and it was a giant whitewash. I mean, he was impeached. Now, he wasn't going to follow through. You know, he didn't get kicked out, but I mean, he was impeached by the House. But guys, it's something that we need to realize. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, these are grifters. This is a deep, deep, deep crime family, organized crime. They're very, very dangerous people, and they have over 100 people on their body trail as far as being dead. And I'm telling you, I'm going to say this again. I said this a few weeks ago, and I got some blowback from it. I'm going to say it again because I know it to be true. A lot of the TV Christian ministries are compromised. A lot of the TV Christian ministries have been completely taken over by Zionism. A lot of the Christian ministries now aren't promoting Jesus, you know, resurrected. They're promoting multiple ways now for people to get saved. I mean, it's the weirdest thing that I've ever seen to happen in my lifetime, how deeply compromised they are. And guys, it all started when we decided to hook our bandwagon to Zionism and support the state of Israel after World War II when it was formed. And when we started doing that, it's like Chuck Baldwin says, where have the blessings been in the United States of America since we started doing this? I mean, we now have a country that's addicted to pornography. Again, the porn was the number one trafficked website again, according to the statistics this past month. We've got an entire country, you know, that's hooked up prescription and opiate drugs, you know, including, you know, Prozac, et cetera, et cetera. We've got an entire country that's been dumbed down through the use of fluoride. We've got children now who don't know what they want to be anymore, being programmed through iPhones and ITV. And I mean, it's the craziest thing that I've ever seen. And we have a country that's so morally debased that we think that, you know, we can have sex with anything and be pansexual like Miley Cyrus says she is, or Katy Perry says she sold her soul to the devil, doesn't even try to deny it, and they have constant witch things going on. I mean, we talked about this the other day, what Mancow said about how Katy Perry and Lady Gaga are completely compromised. Then we got people like Joel Osteen going to Lady Gaga concerts. I mean, gosh, guys, this is a mess. And that's why we have to stay focused on our relationship to Jesus Christ. We have to stay focused on our prayer time, our prayer life, our Bible study, and we have to continually stay focused on the Word of God. We have to do that. we have to know the scripture well enough to quote the scripture when we pray and to believe with what the scripture says. Like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I commit my plans unto the Lord, therefore they will succeed. We have to have those types of scriptures in our head memorized, and we have to think that way because that creates faith, and without faith it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith that we know that God's in control. Now, we know this earth is being run by this Luciferian group. We got that. But it doesn't make a difference. That doesn't affect us in the long run because we get to leave here and be with the creator of the universe. But the reality is we're having to deal with these clowns on a regular basis and what they do. A dentist chair in his bathroom? What kind of sick pervert is this? What was he doing? Some kind of torture rituals in there? I mean, what the heck? Who has a dentist chair in their bathroom? I mean, we got some weird stuff going on with this guy. And I mean, so, you know, he's got all this pornography, this child porn in his house. I mean, people get busted for child porn and go to jail for 20 years. This guy, they find it on him, and yet who knows if he's even going to go to jail or another get another sweetheart deal. This thing is really, really messed up. By the way, I want to change topics completely here. This just came out today. International study is now confirming that LDL cholesterol, we've talked about it so many times, does not predict heart disease risk. And that statin drugs are probably useless. Just thought I'd mention that. A recent international study published in the highest ranking cardiovascular journal in the world confirms that we've been saying for over a decade at Health Masters that the LDL cholesterol is not an accurate predictor of future cardiovascular events. And it is not a good indicator of the underlying causes of heart disease, the implication of which is statin drugs are useless and cardiotoxic at worst, causing a disruption and the cardiac ability to manufacture coenzyme Q10, causing skeletal muscle necrosis, causing your muscles to die and become unbelievably weak and have joint and pains, causing all kinds of health issues, including increasing the risks of heart disease. What was the one study, Austin, that said that if you take statin drugs for 37 years, statistically you live for an additional 3 days, but you have all kinds of horrible problems, like you can't think and your brain goes to mush. I mean, think about this. The most critical biomarker in the cardiovascular field, the LDL cholesterol, showed a very weak association in predicting outcomes. While the LDL-C plays a central role in the of atherosclerosis, it is a value as a biomarker. Secondary prevention appears limited across all studies. In other words, don't worry about your LDL cholesterol. It doesn't make any difference. Take your cod liver oil. Take your coenzyme Q10. Take the supplements that you know you need, the vitamin E. Take the vitamin C, which has been shown to massively reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease. Take these supplements on a regular basis and stop believing the lie of the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, Rothschild banking cartel drug companies. Just stop believing these clowns because all they do is lie anyhow. Like William Casey said, you know, we'll know we've done our job at the CIA when everything everybody believes is a lie. Remember, the CIA is controlled via the Rothschild banking cartels. I'm going to give you the numbers again. We get a lot of new listeners every single day. The United States, we gave the rights, our country, and ruling over us, which should have been just the Democratic Republic, you know, Republic process in which we get rid of the doggone people that we put in office every 4 to 6 years to get rid of them. We didn't do that. We gave them lifetime tenure being senators and congressmen, which gave them the ability to become unbelievably corrupt and wealthy. And they've given it over basically to the international banking community, which has given it over to it doesn't work. They gave it over to the military industrial complex. The military industrial complex gave it over to the CIA. The CIA gave it over to the international banking cartels, which are the Rothschild Satanists. They've given it over to Lucifer. This is how it's run. This is who these people are. I mean, a dentist chair in your bathroom? I mean, what the heck? I mean, what is he doing to these girls that he brings into his house? Are they getting their teeth cleaned? I doubt that very seriously. What a sicko. I mean, what the heck is going on with these people and their weird rituals and bloodletting episodes and the weird stuff that these guys are involved with? Well, they're all Luciferians. And now we find out he's linked directly to the Mossad and the CIA. Of course he is. He's a CIA Mossad cutout. That's what he is. He's another person that supposedly has a lot of money, but he's not. And he's given unlimited amounts of cash just to blow. Because remember, guys, they print the money out of nothing.
Yep.
They can print up money, or they could transfer it into his account. They didn't mean any of these guys. I mean, they want to make him give him $100 million, go blow on a private jet at $25,000 an hour to fly or whatever. They just give it to him. What difference does it make? They print the money.
It didn't cost them anything. It cost them a few cents. And then when they transfer the money into his account, the electronic transfer, it didn't cost them anything, Austin. Nothing. They don't have to print it. See, this is why they want to have their digital currency. This is why they want to have their ability to print money via electronically circuits, via electronic circuits with cryptocurrency, and have no accountability at all. And this is the whole thing. This is what I warn people about, with this cryptocurrency. And guys, it's another CIA, Rothschild, Luciferian tactic that's been around for a long, long time. What do you think, Oz?
The digital currency, 100%, that's exactly what it is. Right now, the only restrictions on cash production is the actual printing of it. You know, there's still some resemblance of restriction because they actually have to print the cash with the M1 money supply. Once they go full digital, it's all bets are off. You know, we saw people, I still had yet to get a legitimate answer how cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin, for example, was costing, you know, $5,000 and $6,000 a coin to mine when they were talking about, and I had so many people give me all these different ways it has to happen, and they do this, and it uses electricity, and they got a mine. There's only X amount of Bitcoins in the world, and I'm looking at them like, I don't even believe you believe that, straight up. If you really are that gullible, I have hundreds of acres down here in the swamp of Florida that I would love to sell you for $100,000 an acre, if that's really how gullible you are. But people were buying into it. When you start having things based on electricity and based on internet and based on making it up as you go, and you can just produce them as you go, and people can just produce them at whim, you end up with a currency that isn't real. It doesn't exist. It's pixie dust. It's like the stock market. Even the stock market is at least tied a little bit, only a little bit to reality. When you're dealing with Bitcoin, there was no reality with it. How do you explain something going from $1,000 a coin to $20,000 a coin over the period of less than a year, and then going back down to $3,000 a coin over the next couple months? That is, if that's not volatile, I don't know what is. I mean, give me a break. So, I mean, this is exactly what we've seen them do, and that was a big beta test, in my opinion, and from a lot of other people's opinion that have more knowledge than me on what they were doing to see how the public opinion would change on cryptocurrencies, and again to extract tens of billions of dollars from the general population of the United States. There were people maxing out credit cards, taking out mortgages, refinancing vehicles just to buy Bitcoin at $10,000, $15,000, $16,000, $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 a coin, because all the speculators said it's going to hit $100,000 a coin. And I just giggled, and I said, okay, you know, they may push it up to that one day, and they may completely twist it and contort it and make it completely and totally manipulate it up to that level one day. I said, but it's not going to hit that right now. There's too much free cash in it. People are investing so much cash so fast in it that the people that started it, it was a cash cow to them. It was the perfect way to extract tens of billions of dollars from a very, very ignorant population, which is exactly what they did. Also, too, going back to statin drugs real quick, I wanted to add something in on this. The whole lie about statin drugs, you guys have to understand, because I still get emails about this on a regular basis with statins. Cholesterol has not been tied to heart disease in any significant way. Like Dad said, do your research on that. There was even a big research study that was done way back when. It was, I think, Dr. Brownstein, if I'm not mistaken, was handled part of it. I have to look it up again. I don't have it all in front of me right now. But they essentially took a large study of like almost 18,000 heart disease patients and found that the lower the cholesterol level, the greater the incident of death. The only reason you had insanely high levels of cholesterol, I'm talking like, you know, your levels around like 400 or 500, is because you're eating filth garbage every single day. I'm just going to be blunt about that. If you're eating a healthy diet and you're eating clean meats and you're eating healthy oils and you're eating healthy carbohydrates and you only cheat and eat something nasty maybe once a week or so, your cholesterol is going to be in a healthy range. That's the only way for it to be. Now, some people have a higher affinity to have a higher level of LDL or HDL or total cholesterol, but it doesn't mean anything when it comes to overall health. What comes to overall health is how you eat and what you put in your body. What you put in your body is how your body's going to show it. I've always laughed when I talk to people sometimes when I've been trying to work on them with exercise or weight, and they come in, you know, and they're 350, 450 pounds, and they go, well, you don't understand, I don't eat anything. I ate, you know, like a chicken salad yesterday. That's all I had yesterday. And I just kind of giggle. And I'm like, you obviously don't realize that I don't believe you, because, I mean, you don't hold that level of weight eating a chicken salad one time a day. If you cut your calories down to 1,000 calories a day, you would probably drop 40 to 50 pounds the first month. You would hemorrhage weight just for the level of calories that you're going to burn because of your body weight. Your metabolic rate is so high because of your body weight. So when you have all this stuff constantly going on, the statin drugs were never designed to be used long term. The doctors that brought them up even talked about that. You can research it. The statin drugs were designed for people that had significantly elevated cholesterol from a very poor diet, to get the cholesterol down as rapidly as possible over a 4 to 6 week period, and then taper off of them and try to maintain healthy cholesterol with a healthy diet. That's originally what they built statins for. They were never designed to be used long term because the long term health risks from them. I mean, they're horrible. They're absolutely horrific what they do to the body. But again, the pharmaceutical companies have bet on the fact that the general population nowadays does not want to be responsible for their overall health. They do not want to be responsible for what actually happens to their body. So they come in and they're 300-400 pounds. They eat 10,000 calories a day. Their cholesterol is 500. And the doctor goes, listen, you don't have to change anything. You're fine. Keep doing what you're doing. Just take two of these pills a day, and it'll get your cholesterol under control. Your blood levels will be halfway decent. We can still get you decent insurance, and you'll be fine. And that person goes, okay, sweet. I can still eat how I want to eat, not exercise, live how I want to live, and my cholesterol will look good on paper, so that necessarily means I'm a healthy person. That is exactly what the pharmaceutical companies have done to perpetuate the lie over and over and over again with these drugs and drugs. So many people into the world of statins, because notice they've continually lowered cholesterol levels as far as the healthy level over the last 20, 30 years. I mean, before, back, it was in the mid-200s. It was perfectly fine. People were healthy. Blood levels were healthy. Everything was good. Now they want you under 200. They've slowly dropped it down. If you're trying to get your cholesterol under control, if it's slightly elevated, we have a product called Cholesterol X. It's designed for that. We also have the Hemla. We also have the omega-3 fats. And again, cut out all the saturated and trans fats out of your diet and exercise. They've shown one of the best ways to boost your HDLs is cardiovascular exercise. I went into detail in that on yesterday on different things you can do to help out with exercising, even without going to the gym Dad talked about, and just being active. So just something I wanted to add in there as well. Also, too, in other news, you guys know Tommy Robinson, the individual who's in the UK, who was already jailed last year for essentially contempt of court, allegedly, because he was filming a bunch of individuals who were involved in child sex trafficking, a bunch of Muslims, giant child sex trafficking ring. Well, now again, he has been found in contempt of court again for allegedly filming and confronting defendants in a criminal trial and broadcasting the footage on social media. So this trial has been continually going on. It was numerous migrants, a huge group of migrants that were involved in child trafficking of UK London girls. Is basically sex child trafficking. I mean, sick stuff these guys were involved in. The fact that they still have not been thrown in prison for life or gotten the death penalty boggles my mind. But Tommy Robinson, being an individual who does not like to take the word no and take it sitting down, has continually tried to expose for what's going on, which I'm actually very proud of him. But now they are basically having a court, another hearing on this Thursday to figure out what his sentence he's going to be, and they said he could be imprisoned up to 2 years for filming the defendants accused of the sexual exploitation of the young girls. And what's interesting about it, he's denied any wrongdoing, insisting that he only referred to information that was already in the public domain, that information was already out there, and now, again, they're trying to throw him in prison. This is what happens when you have a tyrannical government, which is the UK. They're completely banned from firearms. They can't own any guns. They don't have freedom of speech. They don't have the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, and essentially, this is what it looks like still. When you have migrants from another country that are involved in trafficking the children of that country, of England, and they're on trial, and you have an individual that broadcasts it out for these perverts to be shown to the world, which is exactly what needs to be done, He's held contempt of court and is now going to be sentenced to 2 years if they give him the maximum penalty. Also, too, you see now in France, which they love their migrants too, the only surviving terrorist from the Paris massacre, you guys remember the massacre that essentially had 130 people dead, the multi-hit massacre, those individuals in the restaurant that were shot up with the automatic Kalashnikovs, the soccer team bombing, all that stuff that was completely well orchestrated, with 368 other people being injured in France, the one individual of the Paris massacre that was alive was placed under 24/7 surveillance after he went to a maximum security prison in April 2016. However, his attorney now has challenged that they violated his client's privacy because they monitored him after the terrorist attack, and the judge has ruled now that the terrorist will receive a 500 euro payment for his breach of privacy. And this is what occurs now in these countries, that they actually go in and they side on the side of the terrorists. The same one of the individuals, if you guys remember, that was involved on the bridge, that helped fight off the bridge and the Lion of London Bridge, they called him, as Islamic terrorists basically got blades and ended up killing 8 people and injuring 38 people in the UK again, the jihadists. He went in and fought them, ended up with 80 stitches in his head, ear, arm, and hands after two of the terrorists slashed at him, and he ended up taking down multiple terrorists before the police got there. He has now been put on a terrorist watch list. I kid you not. They said that they basically have put him on a far-right anti-Islamic terrorist watch list now, as they're afraid he is going to go and join the anti-Islamic groups in the UK because he actually fought back as the terrorists tried to kill him and numerous other people on the bridge. This is what it looks like when you have a government that is complicit in bringing in third world country migrants to overtake the general population, to repopulate the UK and bring it into a third world country. Why, oh why, do the globalists love this idea so much? I have no idea. I really don't. It seems so mind-boggling to me that they'd want to wreck these countries that are once so beautiful. But again, you see what happens when you have the globalist bankers come in and allow free migration, which we're seeing in the United States, open-ended migration with no restrictions, and actually siding on the individuals that were involved in the crimes, in the terrorist behavior, in the child trafficking. You have the government protecting them while they prosecute the very people in that country that they are supposed to protect them.
You know, Austin, it blows my mind with this fake terrorism stuff. I mean, it's just almost all of this stuff is CIA orchestrated, Mossad orchestrated, MI6 orchestrated, false flags, all of it. And I'm not saying that people don't really die, because sometimes people really do die. I'm just saying that this is not something that would just happen naturally. This is not something that would the massive population would do. This is all synthetic. This is all formed. This is all made. And then when you try to point out what they're doing and how they're doing it, all of a sudden now they're going to put you in jail because you're videotaping it, because you're exposing it. I mean, this is crazy. But go back to the cholesterol thing. You know, be very careful when you have your cholesterol tested at a major medical place, because they'll give the information to the Medical Information Bureau, and that stuff will follow you around the rest of your life. Like, oh, you've got heart disease issues because you've got a cholesterol of 201. Well, what the heck are you talking about? Well, no, this is what they do. Then they raise your insurance rates, if they even give you insurance at all. This is what they do. And so be very careful. Again, all of that's controlled by the international banking community. They control all of that information and data. Remember when Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, all these people have these huge data hacks, and hundreds of millions of people have their personal credit history deleted and changed and exposed and whatever. You know, the other day, I keep my credit frozen. And I was going to buy a truck this week, and I was going to basically had to unfreeze my credit. And I called them up, and I had a PIN number. They gave me a phone number to call and a PIN number, so I want to unfreeze my credit score. So this way somebody can't hack your identity and take your credit away from you. I could just call up a phone number, put a PIN number in, unfreeze it for a week or whatever. I call his number, and they start asking me all these questions. They start data mining me. And of course, it was the Philippines. I had to deal with all that. And finally, they're asking me all these personal questions that has nothing to do with my credit report. And finally, they say, you failed the test. And I'm like, what the heck? How did I fail the test? I answered every question you got. We're not going to unfreeze your credit. So I called them back. Another rep, failed the test again. Got a supervisor, failed the test again. They're asking me personal questions that I'm answering completely. And finally, I said to the guy, I said, you're data mining me. I said, for some reason, legally, you can't have this information exposed to your organization anymore. And now what you're doing is you're collecting it on the side, and you're still refusing to unfreeze my credit. So I started raising Cain, finally to get another supervisor on there, and she fails me again. And I'm like, what the heck? After he asked me all these questions, you know, like, how many credit cards you have, blah, blah, blah. You know, what are your minimum payments, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the heck? So finally she says, oh, by the way, since you failed, if you'd like, you can call this other 800 number and, you know, take prompt number 3. And you can then at that point just use your PIN number and unfreeze your credit for a week. And I said, why didn't you tell me that to start with? The reason they didn't tell me that to start with, because they wanted to data mine me. Now, guys, be very, very careful. We've talked about this before. Don't give out information on surveys on what you like and what you don't like and what your account balances are or whatever. I kept trying not to do it. It didn't make any difference. All it would make me fail the test multiple times. I mean, think about that for a second. This is my credit. I'm trying to unfreeze my credit, and I can't even answer the questions correctly because I wasn't apparently giving them all of the information they wanted. And they were totally lying. There was no way I was ever going to pass that test. And they knew that. That's what they told me at the end. Or you have to mail all this stuff in, or you can call this 800 number up. So be careful with all of this stuff. Now I want to talk to you for a second about the prison industrial complex, which is, again, Rothschild controlled in the United States. The two largest for-profit companies in the United States now rake in a combined total of $3.3 billion in annual revenue, and the private federal prison population more than doubled between 2000 and 2010, with the growing influence of the prison lobby. Did you know there was a prison lobby? The nation is, in effect, commoditizing human bodies for an industry in militant pursuit of profit. They're putting people in slave labor camps is what these are. I mean, that's what they are. They're manufacturing stuff. They're doing all kinds of stuff for pennies on the dollar, and they're having to pay huge amounts of money. In California, they spend close to $100,000 per person per year. $100,000 per person per year to keep them in a prison system. Crap, if you gave the doggone people $100,000 a year, they probably wouldn't be criminals anymore. They could go live in a place and be happy. I don't know. But this is ridiculous. Also, the FBI is now admitting flaws in hair analysis over the decades. The Justice Department and FBI have formally acknowledged that nearly every examiner in an elite FBI forensic unit gave flawed testimony in almost all trials in which they were offered evidence against criminal defendants over more than a two-decade period before 2000. Wait a minute. So they're lying about hair analysis and these DNA tests? Yeah, how about that? U.S. prison population dwarfs those of other nations. Another story. I've got all these posted on the Health Master's website. At $75,550 per person, housing a prisoner in California now costs more a year than it does going to Harvard. Inside the shadowy business of prison phone calls, the prison phone call business is wildly complex, fiercely secretive, enormously lucrative industry. Over the last decade, business has become a scandalous industry characterized by lawsuits, fees, high phone rates, and monopolistic relationships between public jails and private companies that openly offer kickbacks to local sheriffs. Openly offer kickbacks to local sheriffs about telephone calls? What the heck? So ask yourself these questions. What's going on in the prison industrial complex? Another one, the innocents on death row. In late September 1983, an 11-year-old girl named Sabrina Buell was found murdered in a soybean field in Robinson County. She had been raped, beaten with sticks, and suffocated with her own underwear. Within days, police got confessions from two local teenagers, Henry Lee McCullum, 19 at the time, and his half-brother, Leon Brown, who was 15. Both were convicted and sentenced to death. On September the 2nd, a state judge ordered both men freed after multiple pieces of evidence, some of which had never been turned into defense attorneys, proved that neither they were responsible for any of this stuff. And the DNA stuff was all wrong. Guys, hundreds of U.S. inmates are sentenced to death who are innocent, researchers say, and they also say that it depends on how much money you have, whether or not you figure out whether you're going to get off or not. And there's another really good question from the New York Times. Why police lie under oath? Oh, boy, do they. Are police officers necessarily more trustworthy than alleged criminals? The police have a special inclination towards confabulation because, disturbingly, they have an incentive to lie. In this era of mass incarceration, the police shouldn't be trusted any more than any other witnesses, perhaps less so. Now, think through all of this stuff, and now we look at another article, Plantations, Prisons, and Profits, and I put all of these on our website. You can read all of these different articles. Guys, it's important to know how massively corrupt our prison system is. How massively corrupt. I mean, people go into prison because they're smoking pot? Whatever. 25-year-old decides to smoke pot, and you got a joint, and goes to prison for 3 years? What the heck? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. It all depends on how much money they have for the defense. If they're given a state representative, an attorney by the state to defend them, which they don't want to defend them. They just want to get a plea bargain out. Really? Yeah, that's what happens. That's why these guys confess to this stuff, because they're told you're going to be life in prison or you're going to get the death sentence if you don't confess. And you're like, well, I don't know what to do, man. I don't want to get killed. I don't want to go to be a life in prison. Well, we're going to give you 25 years to life and you'll be paroled after 30. Okay, I'll take that. And they didn't even do anything. Gosh, guys, how corrupt is this system? And then people like Hillary Clinton, the witch of Benghazi, who openly allowed those people to be killed in Benghazi, continues to walk free. Wait a minute, Mr. President, hello? Lock her up. Where'd that go? I can pretty much guarantee you this whole thing with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, the whitewash boys are out already to make sure there's no connection. I love you guys. I had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. You guys are absolutely awesome. I just want you to know that I appreciate you. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting us and getting your vitamins from us. We have, as far as I'm concerned, the highest quality supplements in the world. If I can make a better product, I would. I personally take these supplements with me and my family and my children. And if I could make them better, I would. And so thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for your prayers. I love you guys. Also, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
Got it. Also, too, just wanted to give everybody a heads up, the Ultimate Multiple Powder, we still are working a little bit on that right now. We have some stuff that we're still finishing up on it. We should have it done hopefully soon. I don't have an exact date yet, so I don't want to give it to you, but Ted and I decided, since we're having some issues with that whole thing and there's some confusion about it, I went ahead and put the Ultimate Multiple Capsules on sale for over 20% off on the front page of the website right now, because I know a lot of people were wanting to try the product. They ran out of product. Just confusion. Doesn't matter. We don't have any. So we have the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, which is also the exact same product, just in capsule form, on sale right now for like $22 a bottle. So really big, super summer sale for everyone. Want to make sure everybody can get a shot on that. The multivitamin, as you guys know if you've listened to the show, that is always our staple that we start people out on. That is always the base to start on. And then you go out from there if you want to add another 3, 4, 5 products in. But that's why the Ultimate Multiple is pretty much in every single kit. It's in every protocol. It's always a staple, whether it be the capsules or the powder. So that's on the front website now, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, on sale for a limited time for 20% off. And I'm not giving any dates on how long this product is going to be on the shelves for at that price. Letting everybody know that right now. A lot of people were trying to hold me to some date with the powder, and I didn't give a date, but they were still giving me dates that I never said. So I have no idea. It's probably going to be on there for a week or two. It really depends on inventory. This is a fresh batch, though. This is not an outdated batch or anything like that. This is a brand new batch of the Ultimate Multiple Capsules. So just to give everybody a heads up on that. So be sure to check that out. Also, too, check out the product of the week. It looks like the potassium iodide, one product of the week, so I'll be changing that over here in the next hour. That's our incredibly strong potassium iodide formula. If you guys have read anything about it, you know how strong that formula is. Molecular iodine on the website as well. That'll be up for sale later on today for product of the week. So be sure to check all that out. Also, too, the Vive Eye Rescue Wrinkle Relief Serum. That'll be on sale for the rest of the week, and then that'll be dropping off. So be sure to check out all the kits and specials, and thank you for signing up for our free weekly newsletter. We appreciate all the support. Thank you guys for everything you do. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.